Chapter 25, The Universal Door of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva. The Wonderful Dharma Lotus Flower Sutra has 7 roles and is divided into 28 chapters. This is Chapter 25, the Universal Door Chapter. It deals with the spiritual powers and miraculous functions of the inconceivable state of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva, the Bodhisattva who contemplates the sounds of the world. There are 10 causal conditions for the speaking of this chapter. 1. Person and Dharma. The person is Guanxuyin Bodhisattva. The Dharma is the manifestation of the universal door. Guanxuyin Bodhisattva saves beings from the 7 difficulties, counteracts the 3 poisons, and responds to the 2 kinds of seeking. Guanxuyin Bodhisattva is an inconceivable person. The manifestation of the universal door, the response to all seeking, and the penetration of all responses is an inconceivable dharma. Since it is inconceivable, it is called wonderful dharma. Due to the causes and conditions of the wonderful person and the wonderful dharma, the universal door chapter is spoken. 2. Kindness and compassion. The second causal condition is kindness and compassion. Because of compassion, Guanxuyin Bodhisattva speaks the universal door chapter. What is kindness and compassion? Kindness bestows happiness. Compassion relieves beings of sufferings. Guanxuyin Bodhisattva saves living beings from the 7 difficulties, counteracts the 3 kinds of poison, and responds to the 2 kinds of seeking of living beings. The 7 difficulties are enumerated in the text itself. The 3 poisons are greed, hatred, and stupidity. The 2 seekings are seeking for a son and seeking for a daughter. Living beings are all poisoned by greed, hatred, and stupidity. However, if a person who has much greed can always reverently recite the name of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva, he can separate from greed. If he has a lot of hatred and can always reverently recite the name of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva, he can separate from hatred. If he is very stupid and always reverently recites the name of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva, he can leave his stupidity. There are many forms of greed, and just as many, if not more, forms of hatred. Stupidity, however, takes neither too many nor too few forms. Stupidity means a lack of wisdom and a lack of deep understanding. It causes one to fail to perceive the principles underlying various events. In China, the philosopher Wang Yangming defines stupidity as conduct that doesn't accord with one's knowledge. He said, "Why does one fail to do things? Because one doesn't understand. If one understood, one would act accordingly." Some people say, "Well, it's possible for people to understand but still not act accordingly." Wang Yangming would answer, "They don't really understand. If they did, they would act accordingly." His philosophy was, understanding and doing are one. If a person really understood, he wouldn't do stupid things. Why do people do stupid things? Because they don't really understand. There's a poem about stupid people that goes, why aren't the flowers always in bloom? Why isn't the moon always full? If only all the waters of the earth would turn to wine, and the leaves of the trees turn to gold. Someone says, I wish my flowers would always bloom and never fade. People who like the moon wish it would always be full and never wax or wane. The full moon is so bright and pretty, and I don't need to light lamps, so I save money. Wouldn't you say that was stupid? Can the moon be full every night? No, that's impossible. People who like to drink think, every day I have to go buy my bottle of whiskey or brandy, and it's very expensive. Wouldn't it be great if the lake turned into liquor? I could just go down to the lake and take a drink whenever I felt like it. People who are greedy for money think, I have to go to work to earn money. It's really painful. If all the leaves of the trees turned to money, wouldn't that be great? But that's obviously impossible. It's just another form of wishful thinking. Another stupid person may wish for a PhD degree when he hasn't even gone to elementary school or high school. That, too, is stupid. Someone may want to win the horse races when he hasn't even bought a ticket. Stupid as it is, most people fall prey to such types of thinking. So, what's to be done? If you are prone to this type of thinking, you should change, that's all. With great kindness, Guanxuyin Bodhisattva helps living beings leave suffering and attain to bliss. The Universal Door of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva chapter is spoken out of great kindness and great compassion. 3. Blessings and Wisdom. It is said that Guanxuyin Bodhisattva follows the sounds to relieve beings from suffering. He distinguishes all the different sounds in the world, good sounds, bad sounds, sounds of suffering, sounds of joy, sounds of what is right, and sounds of what is wrong. He does this with his wisdom. Where does his wisdom come from? It comes from the practice of giving. He gives the Dharma to living beings, and as a result, he gains boundless wisdom and blessings. 4. True Body and Response Bodies. Guanxuyin Bodhisattva uses the wonderful power of the true body to rescue living beings from the 7 kinds of difficulty, to counteract the 3 poisons, and to fulfill the 2 kinds of seeking. He also manifests in 32 kinds of response bodies. The Universal Door chapter is spoken on the basis of the true body and the response bodies. Five. Medicine King Tree. What is the Medicine King Tree? Long, long ago, there was a man who went into the mountains to gather firewood. Then he would take it to the market to sell. One day he met a doctor. The doctor saw something emitting light in the firewood, so he bought the wood and took it home. When the doctor opened the bundle, he found a medicine king tree. No matter what illnesses people had, all the doctor had to do was swish the medicine king tree over the patients or gently tap them with it, and they would be cured. In this way, he saved many people. What is the wish-fulfilling pearl? Wish-fulfilling means that you obtain what you wish according to your heart's desire. If you want something nice to eat, something very delicious would manifest from inside the pearl for you. If you want some nice clothes, the outfit of your dreams will manifest from the wish-fulfilling pearl. This pearl can manifest clothing, food, and even a place to live. You can say, "Tonight I want to stay in the most beautiful house." And it will manifest for you. The next day, the house will go right back into the pearl. The pearl can manifest exactly the right amount of food for you, never too much or too little. That's why it's called wish fulfilling. As to your clothes, you won't need to hang them up in the closet, because when you are done wearing them, they will go right back into the pearl. How big is the pearl? It's pretty small. You can carry it with you. It's not heavy, and it doesn't take a lot of room. A man is thinking, "Can it get me a pretty wife?" "Well, I don't know about that." A woman is thinking, "Can it get me a handsome husband?" "Don't ask me. I really don't know." In any case, then, the Universal Door chapter is like a medicine king tree and a wish-fulfilling pearl. It fulfills your wishes just as you desire. All you have to do is recite the Universal Door chapter, and you will get what you wish for. You can't recite it today, however, and have a response tomorrow. You have to lay a good foundation first. It's like constructing a building. You have to lay the foundation first. Without the foundation, you can't erect the building. The Universal Door chapter is like a medicine king tree and a wish-fulfilling pearl. It is that magical, amazing, and inconceivable. But you first have to recite it. You should recite it every day until Guanyin Bodhisattva thinks that you have passed the test and you are sincere enough. If you don't recite it regularly, you can't obtain a response when you need one. You have to apply effort in your cultivation in an ordinary manner. Then an inconceivable response has a chance to occur. Someone says, "There are too many things to learn in Buddhism. There's the Sharangama Mantra, the Great Compassion Mantra, and now the Universal Door Chapter. When am I going to find time for all of this?" It doesn't take that much time. All you have to do is skip an hour of sleep and do a little less chatting with people. If you have no aspirations or no wishes that you would like to fulfill, then you don't need to recite it. If you say, "I don't want anything. I'm not greedy for anything. I'm not hateful or stupid, so I don't need to recite this." Then, what's there to talk about? If you feel that perhaps you might run into trouble and need Guanyin Bodhisattva's help in the future, then you should certainly study a bit more Buddha Dharma. The Buddha Dharma is like a great sea, and none of you have drunk even one drop of it yet. You'll never be able to drink it all. But even though you can't drink it all, you can drink your fill according to your capacity. The Buddha Dharma is endless for the taking and inexhaustible in its function. Thus, we study and recite the Universal Door chapter because it is like the Medicine King tree and the wish-fulfilling pearl. 6. Manifest and Secret. When you recite the Universal Door chapter, sometimes you will obtain a revealed or a manifest response. At other times, you will obtain a secret or hidden response. A manifest response is one that everyone can see and understand. The Universal Door chapter says, "If he enters a great fire, the fire will not burn him." While the great fire blazes, if you single-mindedly believe in Guan Shuyin Bodhisattva and recite his name with true faith, the houses around may burn down, but your house won't. But this applies only if it's an accident. You can't decide to try it out and light a fire to see if your house will burn. If you do that, your house is sure to burn down. Why? Because you're testing Guan Shuyin Bodhisattva. This shows that you don't have adequate faith. That's like testing your friend to see if he's really a loyal friend. "I'll just leave $500 here on the ground. If he's a good person, he won't take it. If he's a bad person, he will." But why do you want to test out your friend? Because you don't really recognize him. You don't truly know if he is a good friend. If you don't believe the sutra and you feel you have to test it out to see if the fire will burn you, you basically don't believe in Guan Shuyin Bodhisattva. Since you don't believe in Guan Shuyin Bodhisattva, he doesn't have the time to watch over your affairs. Go ahead and burn your house down if you like. If you want to commit suicide and jump into the ocean to see if the water will drown you so that you can test out Guan Shuyin Bodhisattva's spiritual powers, Guan Shuyin Bodhisattva is not going to pay any attention to you. Since you don't believe in him, he's not going to involve himself in your business. But if your house accidentally catches fire and you recite with true sincerity, you won't be burned. But it has to be accidental. It can't be something that you try as an experiment. "Well, ultimately, I won't know if it's true or false if I don't test it out," you say. If you know it's true, then what? If you don't know it's true, then what? Whether you know or don't know that it's true, you still have to eat and wear clothes in order to live. So isn't it a superfluous question? So, the neighbor's house burns down, but yours doesn't. That's called a manifest response. Everyone knows about it. There may also be a secret response. For example, perhaps you are due for some calamity. You were due to fall into the sea and drown. But Guanyin Bodhisattva secretly arranges it so that the calamity doesn't happen. Nobody knows about it. Even you don't know about it. You were supposed to undergo a calamity, but it disappeared. That's called a secret response. Say someone was supposed to be burned to death in a fire, but he believes in Guanyin Bodhisattva, and his disaster vanishes. You could have been due to die in a plane crash, a train crash, or on the highway, but because you believe in Guanyin Bodhisattva and you sincerely recite the Universal Door Chapter and the Great Compassion Mantra, Guanyin Bodhisattva secretly and silently dispels calamities and turns your misfortune into good fortune. Everything is auspicious and as you wish. Thus, the Universal Door Chapter was spoken because of the manifest and secret responses. Both the manifest and secret responses are perfectly interpenetrating, and so the merit and virtue of the Universal Door Chapter is inconceivable. The Great Compassion Mantra functions in this inconceivable manner as well as the Universal Door Chapter. Once, in Manchuria, there was a farmer who was returning home with his friend from a business trip. When he was almost halfway home, he saw a band of robbers about a mile up ahead. What was he going to do? He couldn't run away because the robbers had caught sight of him, and so he was sure to be robbed. Just at that moment, he recited the Great Compassion Mantra. When he got to where the robbers were, one of them came forward and took the reins from the driver, saying, "I'll drive." They drove right through the gang of bandits as if they were invisible. When they were safely through, the man gave the reins back to the driver. The farmer said, "You saved us from the robbers today. What is your name? Where do you live? I would like to send you a reward." The man said, "My name is Usher Yun." Now everyone knows that the line Usher Yun is from the Great Compassion Mantra and that it's also the name of a Dharma protector. At that time, the farmer didn't remember that Usher Yin was a line from the Great Compassion Mantra. After the man left, he remembered, "He's a Dharma protector in the Great Compassion Mantra." This is an inconceivable state manifested from the Great Compassion Mantra. But if you recite it just to test it out, Usher Yin isn't going to show up. It's only if you recite and believe in the mantra that unlucky circumstances can be turned into lucky ones. If you run into Usher Yin, be sure to recognize him. Don't be like the farmer who didn't remember who he was until he was gone. Seven. Provisional and real. Guanyin Bodhisattva uses the power of the Dharma body to secretly benefit living beings. This is called the real. He also uses the 32 response bodies to teach and transform living beings. This is the provisional. Guanyin Bodhisattva provides living beings a temporary teaching to lead them to the real teaching. Because of the provisional and the real, the Universal Door Chapter was spoken. 8. Roots and Traces. With the Dharma body, Guanyin Bodhisattva saves all living beings. The Dharma body is the root. The response bodies used to teach and transform living beings are the traces. Guanyin Bodhisattva's Dharma body is like the moon. That's the root. The traces are like the moon's reflections in all the waters. The moon lends its reflections to the waters of 1,000 rivers. The Universal Door chapter is spoken because of the root and traces. With one Dharma body, Guanxuyin Bodhisattva manifests within the hearts of living beings. He causes all living beings to change from evil and go towards the good, to leave suffering and attain bliss, and ultimately to become Buddhas. Someone is thinking, no wonder I haven't changed for the better. Guanxuyin Bodhisattva hasn't manifested in my heart. That's why I don't wish to change my faults. Those who smoke think, probably the reason I haven't quit smoking is that Guanxuyin Bodhisattva isn't helping me. Someone who likes to drink is thinking, it's Guanxuyin Bodhisattva's fault that I haven't quit drinking. He isn't helping me. And suddenly he is upset with Guanxuyin Bodhisattva. He's unfair. Why does he help other people but not me? Now that is stupidity added onto stupidity. Why isn't Guanxuyin Bodhisattva helping you? Because you don't listen to his instructions. Hearing Guanxuyin Bodhisattva's name, you should reform yourself and go toward the good. You should calm your mind down and cool off. Let go of the past and concentrate on doing better in the future. For instance, if you take the precepts, you must keep them. If you know something is wrong, but you still go ahead and do it anyway, then your offenses are doubled. It's a mistake to blame Guanxuyin Bodhisattva for not protecting you. Guanxuyin Bodhisattva wants to help you out, but you keep the door of your mind closed. You don't let him help. All that Guanxuyin Bodhisattva can do is sigh and say, you are truly pitiful. So don't blame Guanxuyin Bodhisattva. 9. Condition and finality. Condition refers to causes and conditions. Finality means putting an end to the cause. It also means understanding the cause. During this summer session, people get up very early in the morning and use every minute to study the Dharma. Those who live far away rise at 4 o'clock in the morning so that they can come to meditate and study the sutra. There are even students working on their PhDs, master's and bachelor's degrees from the University of Washington in Seattle, who have come to join the session. This shows that they recognize the importance of the Buddha Dharma. Why have people come from such great distances to hear the Dharma? Because they want to understand and put an end to the cause. Hearing the sutra plants a seed for putting an end to the cause. During the first 96 days summer session in 1968, people were so absorbed in their work that they didn't taste their food or drink and didn't know whether they were awake or asleep. What were they doing? They were single-mindedly studying the Sharangama Sutra. Every day from 6 in the morning till 9 at night, they listened to 4 hours of lectures, meditated, did their own personal practices, and took meals. The time passed swiftly, and although people had some afflictions, I believe they didn't take them too seriously. The 96 days were soon up. Realizing the importance of studying the Buddha Dharma, over 10 of these people moved from Seattle to San Francisco They gave away most of their possessions and everything. Among them, the translator was the first one to move down. He was studying at the University of Washington and could have graduated much earlier. But since he has transferred to the University of California at Berkeley, it will take him longer to graduate. This shows how these students all look upon the Buddha Dharma as important, and so they have come from many miles away to study it. In the future, when you have understood the Buddha Dharma, you will be able to teach it to your fellow Americans. Then I won't have to expend so much energy. I explain the sutra once, and you don't understand. So I explain it again, and you still don't understand. Why? Because I can't speak English. Those who know Chinese can understand me, but those who don't can't. For example, Guoyou is very sincere, but when I lecture, he just stares at me without any idea of what I'm saying. So it's very difficult. Now that you are learning the Buddha Dharma, you can explain it very naturally and eloquently without even thinking about it. This will make it much easier. Thus, the Universal Door chapter is spoken because of the condition and finality. 10. Wisdom and Severing. Another reason is the pair of wisdom and severing. Guanshuyin Bodhisattva is adorned with both the virtue of wisdom and the virtue of severing. With the virtue of wisdom, he teaches and transforms living beings. With the virtue of severing, he cuts through and severs all forms of ignorance. The virtue of severing can also be called the virtue of blessings. Because the Bodhisattva has severed ignorance, he is truly adorned with blessings. The Buddha is complete with blessings and wisdom. Although a Bodhisattva, Guanshuyin is also adorned with blessings and wisdom. Taken altogether, these are the 10 causal conditions for the speaking of the Universal Door chapter of the Wonderful Dharma Lotus Flower Sutra. Before we delve into the sutra text, let's look into the meaning of the name Guanshuyin Bodhisattva, the Bodhisattva who contemplates the world's sounds. Guan, contemplate, is the wisdom that contemplates. Shuyin, the world's sounds, are the states he contemplates. No matter what the sound is, this Bodhisattva knows it. He knows all the sounds of living beings, every single sound. Why? Because he contemplates them all day long. Sounds are basically heard, not seen. Why is it said he contemplates or observes them? Can you see sounds? No, but Guanshuyin Bodhisattva can see them. You can't see them, but he can. He sees them as if they were on a radar screen. Every living being manifests as a blip on his radar screen. He can chart your every sound. That's one way to explain it. There's another way. And that is that Guanshuyin Bodhisattva can see with his ears and hear with his eyes. Even though we say he observes the sounds of the world, he can also hear with his eyes. Not only can he see with his eyes, he can hear with them as well. Why? Because he has the spiritual powers of the interpenetration of the six sense organs. Those who cultivate the Dharma Flower Sutra will obtain the purity of the six faculties. They can then use the six sense organs in mutual interpenetration. How much the more so can Guanshuyin Bodhisattva? Guanshuyin Bodhisattva then can speak with his ears, eat with his ears, listen with his eyes, and think with his eyes. Guanshuyin Bodhisattva gained the state of the mutual interpenetration of the six sense organs a long, long time ago, and so he is able to contemplate the sounds of the world. Why does he want to look after so many things? You ask. Observing sounds all day long, what use is that? Guanshuyin Bodhisattva does this because he cannot put down living beings, you, me, and others. He sees all living beings as his own children. Guanshuyin Bodhisattva is like a mother to all of us. He is always checking to see which child is crying, which child is laughing, and which child might be cold or hungry. He is busy all day long looking after all of his kids. Does that make him some kind of a babysitter? You ask. Pretty much, yes, but he doesn't get paid. Too bad. Because he can't put living beings down, he wants to contemplate the sounds of the world. He looks to see what sufferings living beings are undergoing, and he finds a way to help them. When he sees living beings involved in a disaster, he saves them from it. Guanshuyin Bodhisattva follows the sounds to rescue beings from suffering. If you are suffering, all you have to do is recite Namo Guanshuyin Bodhisattva, and you'll find your unlucky circumstances turn into good fortune. Everything will turn out just as you want it to. Most people don't know about this most wonderful Dharma, and so when they are in the greatest danger, it doesn't occur to them to recite Guanshuyin Bodhisattva's name. If, in great danger, you can remember to recite Guanshuyin Bodhisattva's name, you will be okay. If you are in a fire, it won't burn you. If you are in the water, you won't drown. If you don't know how to swim, you'll just find yourself in a shallow place. Such are the responses from Guanshuyin Bodhisattva. All you have to do when in great danger is recite Guanshuyin Bodhisattva's name. You are sure to gain a response and be rescued. But you must have faith. You can't waver between faith and doubt. Let's say you are in a fire and you are reciting Guanshuyin Bodhisattva's name, but you're thinking, this isn't going to work. Nothing is that magical. With that one doubt, he won't be able to rescue you. Why not? Because you don't believe. You must believe single-mindedly. I am reciting, and Guanshuyin Bodhisattva will certainly come and save me. Let's say a tiger is just about to swallow you up. You shut your eyes and recite, Namo Guanshuyin Bodhisattva. Suddenly, the tiger won't be able to open its mouth. That's how powerful Guanshuyin Bodhisattva is. Bodhisattvas are beings who enlighten other living beings. They are also called living beings with great minds for the way. They are those who enlighten sentient beings. They can also be called sentient beings who are enlightened. Sutra. At that time, inexhaustible intention Bodhisattva rose from his seat, uncovered his right shoulder, placed his palms together, and facing the Buddha said, "World honored one, for what reason is the Bodhisattva Guanxuyin called Guanxuyin?" Commentary. At that time refers to the time when the chapter on the Bodhisattva Wondrous Sound was finished and the Universal Door chapter was about to begin. This is the time when inexhaustible intention Bodhisattva, being present in the Dharma Flower Assembly, asked the Buddha how Guanxuyin Bodhisattva got his name. Inexhaustible intention is the Bodhisattva's name. In general, there are three kinds of inexhaustibility. 1. The inexhaustibility of worlds like floating motes of dust. We shouldn't think that the world consists simply of what our eyes can see or our ears can hear. There are limitless, boundless worlds, this world, that world, and an infinite number of worlds. These worlds are like floating specks of dust. Why floating? Because they are in a state of constant agitation and movement. They are never still. Another aspect of dust is that it is not clean. Our world is filled with dust. When the sun comes out and shines through a slightly open window, you'll see an infinite number of dust particles dancing, bobbing up and down. Where does all this dust come from? From the minds of living beings. Why? Because living beings' minds have too much idle thinking. Idle thinking is like floating dust. Take a look at how much idle thinking you are aware of. Try to imagine how much idle thinking you cannot perceive. In a single thought, there are 90 kshanas. A kshana is the briefest instant of time. In one kshana, there are 900 births and deaths. So where do all these worlds come from? They come from living beings' idle thoughts. Relying on the true, they give rise to the false. From a single false thought, the mountains, the rivers, the great earth, and all the buildings and vegetation are created. 2. The inexhaustibility of living beings with their vast karma. Worlds are boundless, and boundless living beings are created out of these worlds. Living beings are born from a mass of causes and conditions. Some are born from wombs, others from eggs, moisture, or transformation. These are discussed in detail in the Sharangama Sutra. Living beings are born from wombs because of the emotion of love. Other beings are born from eggs because of thought. Where do living beings come from? They come from the Buddha nature. We say, all living beings have the Buddha nature, and all can become Buddhas. But this is not the same as saying, living beings are Buddhas. You can't become a Buddha without cultivating. You have to cultivate, meditate, and study the Buddha Dharma. Then you can return to the root and go back to the source and become a Buddha. You can't say, living beings are Buddhas. We don't need to cultivate. That's just deviant knowledge and deviant views. You must cultivate to become a Buddha. 3. The bottomlessness of the river of love with its endless waves. Not just people, but also animals are attached to love. They aren't clear about principle, and their sexual desire is very strong. You should lessen your desires and purify your mind. Pare away your thoughts and desires. Then you won't be far from Buddhahood. Why is the river of love bottomless? Because the more you fall, the more you tend to fall. The deeper you sink, the deeper you get mired. Thoughts of desire are like waves which never stop. Why are there waves on the sea? Because there are waves in our minds. The waves in our minds are made from the river of love, which flows without stopping. No matter how sharp a knife you may use to try to cut off your emotional love, it's still not easily severed. But it's said that the sword of wisdom can slice through emotion. With genuine wisdom, you can solve this problem and cut it off. Without wisdom, you fall into the bottomless river of love. Because of these three kinds of inexhaustibility, inexhaustible intention bodhisattva wishes to turn inexhaustible worlds into the land of ultimate bliss, to cause inexhaustible living beings to become Buddhas, and to fill up the bottomless, inexhaustible river of love. That's why he's called Inexhaustible Intention. Bodhisattva is a Sanskrit word that means enlightened being. Bodhi is the way of enlightenment. A Sattva is one with sentience. A bodhisattva uses the doctrines of awakening to the way to enlighten all beings with sentience. The bodhisattva resolves, I am enlightened and I am going to find a way to cause all beings to become enlightened. This is to enlighten oneself and enlighten others. Where do bodhisattvas come from? They come from living beings. Bodhisattvas start off as living beings, just like you and me. However, they become enlightened living beings. We living beings are confused. They have awakened. If you wake up today, you are a bodhisattva today. If you wake up tomorrow, you'll be a bodhisattva tomorrow. Wake up to what? Wake up to your ignorance. If you can know where your ignorance came from and break through it, you are awakened. If you cannot break through your ignorance, you are confused. When one breaks through ignorance, the Dharma nature manifests. Ignorance disappears, and the river of love dries up. Once the river of love has dried up, your wisdom can manifest. So, a bodhisattva is a person who enlightens others, an enlightened one among living beings. Bodhisattvas are also called living beings with great minds for the way. They are also called initiating knights. They can open up living beings' stupidity in order to reveal the original Buddha nature. When the Dharma Flower Sutra was spoken, 5,000 people in the assembly walked out. Who were they? They were those with overweening pride, the arrogant and haughty ones. When Shakyamuni Buddha started lecturing on the Dharma Flower Sutra, he said, "I am now lecturing the real truth. I am not speaking provisionally." These 5,000 people were unhappy with him and left in a huff. Having heard the wondrous sound Bodhisattva chapter, Inexhaustible Intention Bodhisattva then rose from his seat. In a large assembly, if you want to say something, you have to stand up. You can't just raise your hand. Not only did he stand up, but he uncovered his right shoulder. That was a custom to show respect in India, and so today our sashes don't cover the right shoulder. In India and Southeast Asia, the monks don't have clasps on their sashes. They just wear them as clothes. They don't need a clasp. Since the robe is their main piece of clothing and is next to the skin, if it falls off, they will know. In China, the monks wear clothing underneath their sashes, and so if their sashes fall off, it's not easy for them to detect it. That's why they attach a clasp to their sashes. Inexhaustible Intention Bodhisattva uncovered his right shoulder as a gesture of respect, placed his palms together, and facing the Buddha said, "World Honored One." World Honored One means that the Buddha is honored by those in and beyond the world. The narrative preceding the phrase "World Honored One" was added by Ananda at the time the sutra was compiled. For what reason is the Bodhisattva Guanxuyin called Guanxuyin? With great compassion, Guanxuyin Bodhisattva rescues people from the seven difficulties, counteracts the three poisons, and responds to the two kinds of seeking. He has 14 kinds of fearlessness and 19 ways of speaking Dharma. For what reason is he called Guanxuyin Bodhisattva? What Dharma did he cultivate in the past that he is now called Guanxuyin? Sutra. The Buddha told Inexhaustible Intention Bodhisattva, "Good man, if any of the limitless hundreds of thousands of myriads of koti of living beings who are undergoing all kinds of suffering hear of Guanxuyin Bodhisattva and recite his name single-mindedly, Guanxuyin Bodhisattva will immediately hear their voices and rescue them." Commentary. The Buddha told Inexhaustible Intention Bodhisattva, This is also a phrase of narrative spoken by the sutra compiler, Ananda. Good man, said Shakyamuni Buddha, if any of the limitless hundreds of thousands of myriads of koti of living beings. Let us assume that there are countless living beings of all types of birth, egg, womb, moisture, transformation, with form, without form, with thought, without thought, not totally endowed with thought, and not totally lacking thought, who are undergoing all kinds of suffering. There are many forms of suffering, but in general, they can be said to fall into four categories. 1. One person may undergo one kind of suffering. This is like a mute experiencing suffering of which he alone is aware, since he cannot express his misery. Hence the saying, like a mute tasting Huanglian. Huanglian is the most bitter kind of Chinese herbal medicine. 2. One person may undergo many kinds of suffering. A single individual may run into natural disasters or man-made calamities, experiencing the entire gamut of suffering. 3. Many people may undergo one kind of suffering. For example, people in South Vietnam experienced the agonies of war, bloodshed, and political upheaval. Or there may be epidemics that wipe out entire populations at one time. 4. Many people may undergo many kinds of suffering. Because there are many living beings, there are also many varieties of suffering. How many kinds of suffering are there? Basically, there's no way to count them all. In general, there are 84,000 kinds. So what should people do when they have to undergo all these terrible kinds of suffering? When they hear of Guanxu Yin Bodhisattva, they should recite his name single-mindedly. When you are suffering, don't forget Guanxu Yin Bodhisattva. Now, how many people in America have heard of the name of Guanxu Yin Bodhisattva? Those who have heard of it are very few. Think it over. Hearing just means understanding and being able to learn about something. You have studied the Sarangama Sutra, and you know of Guanxu Yin Bodhisattva's perfect penetration of the ear organ and his 32 response bodies, all his inconceivable spiritual powers of self-mastery. The most important requirement is single-mindedness. You should have one mind, not two or three. If you are scattered, the effect of your recitation is diminished. Unless you turn to one, it's not efficacious. Now, we have been working single-mindedly. Last week, my disciples were setting up a Buddha altar. This week, they were dumping loads of garbage until Guoyo said, I am really tired. I don't want to work tomorrow. I said, one gains merit and virtue by doing work for the Buddha Dharma. He said, what does merit and virtue look like? I couldn't tell him what it looks like, so I said, "If you want to work, go ahead. If you don't, just forget it." Actually, work like this has priceless merit and virtue, which is worth much more than any amount of gold, silver, or jewels. You shouldn't work and harbor doubts at the same time, thinking, "Is there any merit and virtue in this?" Just do the work and have faith. There is great merit and virtue in working for the Buddha Dharma, but it's not something that can be seen. Why not? Because it's too real. If it were false, you could see it. If it could be seen, thieves could steal it. Since it's invisible, it can never be taken away from you. It remains forever in your account of merit and virtue. Therefore, stay single-minded. Don't have two or three minds about things. Guan means to contemplate. Shi means world. And Yin means sounds. This bodhisattva contemplates the sounds of all living beings who hear of or recite his name in all the worlds, whatever distance. Guanshuyin Bodhisattva will immediately hear their voices and rescue them. These desperate living beings will be rescued from all torment. They will be happy. They will obtain genuine freedom and be without restraints or hang-ups. Sutra. If a person who upholds the name of Guanshuyin Bodhisattva enters a great fire, the fire will not burn him, all because of this Bodhisattva's awesome spiritual power. Commentary. Guanshuyin Bodhisattva rescues living beings from the seven kinds of difficulty, the first of which is fire. Now another hypothetical case is presented of a person who upholds the name of Guanshuyin Bodhisattva. Uphold means to receive and maintain, and not to forget. In every thought, one recollects the name of Guanshuyin Bodhisattva, reciting Namo Guanshuyin Bodhisattva. If such a person enters a great fire, the fire will not burn him. However, this means that one recites the Bodhisattva's name during ordinary times. One can't wait until there's a disaster and then recite like crazy to make up for lost time. There's a saying, "In your free time, you never light incense, but when there's an emergency, you are on your knees before the Buddha." If you don't cultivate during ordinary circumstances but wait until an emergency to do so, it's not going to work. Sometimes there are cases when someone doesn't ordinarily recite, but Guanshuyin Bodhisattva does save them. How does that happen, you ask? Everyone has his or her own set of causes and effects. In former lives, perhaps this person recited vigorously and performed many kinds of meritorious deeds. In this life, even though he doesn't recite, the power of his good roots from reciting in previous lives carries through and he is saved. This is an example of a distant cause. However, if you think you can wait and rely on your good roots, there is no guarantee. If you recite well in this life, I guarantee that in the future you'll be helped in an emergency. If you don't have the penetration of past lives, how do you know whether you recited in the past? If you have the heavenly eye or heavenly ear, you might know. But in order to be sure, it's still better to recite now. Once there was a man who wanted to go to Mount Putuo in Nanhai to bow to Guanshi Yin Bodhisattva. He became a vegetarian 3 years before going to Mount Putuo. But can you guess what happened? Just as he got on the boat, a neighbor came running up and said, "Our entire neighborhood is on fire." Then his relatives arrived and said, "Bad timing. Come back and save our home." "I've been preparing for this pilgrimage for 3 years, and now I'm on the boat. If the house is supposed to burn, it will burn anyway, even if I get off the boat now. If Guanshi Yin Bodhisattva protects me, then it won't burn, and I don't need to get off the boat. I can go to the mountain. I would rather have my house burned down than not go bow to Guanshi Yin Bodhisattva." He didn't pay any attention to anything after that. He went to Mount Putuo to bow to Guanshi Yin Bodhisattva, and when he returned to his own village, every house in his neighborhood had burned down except for his. Everyone said, "Why didn't your house burn?" He replied, "I put everything down. I just went to bow to Guanshi Yin Bodhisattva. It was through the power of Guanshi Yin Bodhisattva." So, if a person enters a great fire, the fire will not burn him. All because of this Bodhisattva's awesome spiritual power. That's why he won't be burned. Sutra. If a person being tossed about in the great sea calls out the Bodhisattva's name, he will find a shallow place. Commentary. If a person is being tossed about in the great sea, that is, if he is accidentally thrown into the ocean, he can be saved by reciting Guanshi Yin Bodhisattva's name. Now, you cannot do this on purpose just to test it out. If you try to test Guanshi Yin Bodhisattva to see if he is efficacious or not, he most certainly won't be. You'll sink without a doubt. Why? Because you are testing him. You aren't a teacher, and he's not a student, so why do you want to test him? You don't believe Guanshi Yin Bodhisattva has such spiritual powers, and so you tested him out. It's as if you really didn't have faith in a friend, and so you tested him out to see if he is truly loyal. You leave some money lying around to see if he will steal it. That's because you really don't know whether he is your good friend or not. Why would you want to test Guanshi Yin Bodhisattva? Because you don't really have faith in him. But in testing him, you may lose your own life. Don't experiment with your life. If the person calls out the Bodhisattva's name, he will find a shallow place. You won't quite know how it happened, but suddenly you will be on the shore. It all happened due to the power of Guanshi Yin Bodhisattva.